see me on my western horizon. Take you driving in my brother's beat up car, sharing a cigarette. We'll wish upon a star together.
I'm a good guy for a gal. So won't you look my palm over? I got time for a chat. So won't you tell me my future? I'm gonna break down at 50. And I'm not quite a stallion. I'm a good guy for a gal. And I'm mentally slipping. Oh yeah, oh yeah, what's that you see? It's gonna come to me early. I get two loves in my life, and I'm dying at 90. Oh yeah, oh yeah, what's that?
We'll be right back. I don't remember any other names.
The drummer. That was Nirvana with About a Girl, and before that was, I want to say, The Rentals with Friends of P.
Yes.
And the drummer for Nirvana and the lead, Dave Grohl. That guy's in lots of drumming stuff in other bands like Queens of the Stone Age and some other stuff.
Them Crooked Vultures?
Yes. Which is basically Queens of the Stone Age.
What was it? Wasn't he in some other band with older famous musicians? Or is that Them Crooked Vultures? There was
another one called Probot that he probably just did drums with a bunch of heavy metal guy things. People who are in heavy metal bands.
Like the dude from Anthrax?
Yeah. I could look this up, but...
Danzig and maybe Judas Priest.
I guess I am looking it up now. Yeah. Oh, he was a drummer in Tenacious D. The album.
Oh, I did not know that. I knew he was in the movie.
Yeah, Probot was with lots of people. I don't feel like looking through it all.
Maybe it is Them Crooked Vultures I'm thinking of.
It's a super group. Former member of Led Zeppelin, John Paul Jones.
Oh, that's who I am thinking of then.
Dave Grohl and Mr. Queens of the Stone Age. I think he's the king of the Queens of Stone Age. Josh Homme. I think that's how it's pronounced. No, you thought that was pretty bad. Kings of the Queens of the Stone... The King of the Queens of the Stone Age. That was pretty bad. Not enough for me to apologize enough for.
It's also associated with The Prodigy.
You looking on Wikipedia, too?
Possibly.
That's what... It sounded very familiar. And microphone... And Paul McCartney.
Yeah, that looked a little weird too.
Thomas Petty.
Not as weird.
Now I guess I could see where that one comes from.
Doomsday fact: if the world ends and Thomas Petty is by a dam, go follow him. He'll found a community and keep everybody safe.
There's no guaranteed conversation, but I just lifeline.
That's okay. That is fine.
Tom Petty. Also on King of the Hill.
What are you talking about?
Tom Petty, Thomas Petty.
Your measurements?
Oh, I haven't done that yet. I was gonna do that later.
Okay, let's just jump into something again. This is Osmond with Epony.
That is named after a character from Les Miserables. Or Miserables, or...
Oh, Shredder.
The Miserables.
Yes.
I see what they did here.
So that's going to be played right now on WNBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show.
Ends in tragedy, singing, oh, my Eponine. We swore we'd die to end this Bolshevik. Now it's time to put
dancing casualties, singing oh 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 oh. My weapon. I sing, can't you hear the words I sing? Oh, my happening, you can't just let this world revolve, can't just let this world. Yeah.
the best of two.
That was Pavement with Here, Right Here, on Right Here on WNBLP. Measuring things.
Yeah. Amazed at other people's ability to gauge the lengths of things by eye. I cannot do that.
Another.
Mm-hmm.
A U.S. dollar bill is 6 inches long.
That doesn't matter.
If that's the only thing you have to measure something,
well, I mean,
it
like,
works.
Like if you were to ask me, hey, how wide is that bulletin board? I got nothing.
48 inches.
No.
That is like 48 inches.
40.
And now we will see.
42.
That is the kind of the worst one of those.
Oh, 36!
Oh. Everybody's wrong.
Off by a whole foot.
The condition was closer.
If you went over, then it still means you're disqualified.
Price is Right rules.
I hate the Price is Right. I don't follow those rules in life at all.
The only rules are...
Turn on your mic if you want me to.
If you bid too high, you lose and don't fall off the mountain.
Be sure to... No, I can't say that.
And Plinko's fun?
Oh, I was going to say something about Plinko. I'm going to name the prices of common household items so I can possibly win them. And jump up and down when I do. And then hug that, Drew Carey.
That's something else I'm bad at.
Naming prices?
Of household items. I don't generally care. It's like,
shampoo,
well,
$10.
I need that. I'm going to buy some.
Well, shampoo's not $10.
No, it's not. It's less than $10.
Bar of soap, 64 cents.
Sure.
Can you buy an individual bar of soap?
I think so.
That just seems wrong.
I think you're better off buying like six, though, for extra value.
Well, one of your households, you have bar of soap that lasts a good year and a half.
You saying that we don't... Oh, we're stinky, right?
A bottle of shampoo could last 5 years in one of your houses. Body wash, forget it. It's there for life.
Yeah, that's not a nice thing to say.
You yell at me, K-Man. Shredder, well, he's leaving after the show, so... Two weeks in a row, Shredder. I'm keeping track.
Had good reasons for both weeks.
Make a list and check it twice.
No, I don't. I'm gonna abandon you guys so I do not abandon some other couple of idiots.
They could be. I don't know. That's part of it. In my mind is I see you guys every week, possibly multiple times.
Yeah, but we're more fun.
Maybe.
They're not listening. I'm just about. Hands on the bag now, Shredder. How would you like to hear that you're boring over community radio?
First off, I'd have to hear it first.
All right.
But thanks to the live stream, you can hear it anywhere. You could probably hear it in Aspen, Colorado.
Never been a fan of those apple pies like that.
Deep down in the Mariana Trench with James Cameron.
Los Angeles, California.
on the moon.
Up where Buzz Aldrin is. That's
moon.
No, I thought Neil Armstrong did.
Mm-hmm.
Neil Armstrong kicked the moon bucket. A space nail. Or a moon nail?
If you were Neil Armstrong, wouldn't you have probably spent most of the rest of your life just looking at the moon, like, in your head, screaming about how awesome you are for touching the moon?
He should have bench-pressed the moon lander.
Like, look at me! 1/6 gravity!
I am your moon lord. And he just whips it across the, the landing site.
And he never got off the moon, but somehow he's back on the Earth, dreaming about how he wants to do that.
He just aimed himself at the Earth and jumped off the moon back to Earth.
That pirate
is a There's no need for heat shields with Neil Armstrong.
Heat shields, oxygen supplies. I think it's the slow descent once back in the atmosphere.
I want a slow descent.
He just takes a breath and hops. How's a what?
How's the show been tonight?
It's gotten a lot better than the last half hour. Oof.
I got here.
I forgot to record the first half hour because I'm stupid.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what part of that was. I was. Mm-hmm,
is that
after
you yelled
but...
at me? The phone?
Yeah. I'm sorry for that.
I just asked, were you here yet? And he said, you guys said every week. And oh my gosh, he was sending me a phone too.
The crazy part, after you hung up on me, I started laughing because you hung up on me.
I was upset.
It was crazy.
He
just shows up barely on time.
I can't call and say, is he there? It's part of what we do every week since Shredder started being on our show.
Okay, I'm going to play another song now. This is the Dolly Rots with New College right here on WNRBLP.
Catherine's in her own cheese and he had the blue hair. And streaking through the party, showing off her underwear. Yeah, keeps dancing, no quitting. Chewing on the candy necklace soap because she's sweating. Silence is a dealer, sort of hippie with a bag. It's filling, overflowing with his special kind of swag. Yeah, he's way too deep in it. Always getting out so he will never ever finish. And will he tell me that I'm the one? Whoa. I know you shouldn't be taking me home alone, because I'm gonna get you, get you, get you, get you.
the presidents of the United States of America with Lump. And you are listening to WNRB. You are listening to WNRB LP Wausau 93.3 FM.
Free people, free radio.
And I guess I'll say it again. The song was The Presidents of the United States of America with Lump.
Oh, sure. I don't even know how you managed to do that.
You supposed to take that off?
Why not?
Okay.
Fundraiser's over. I'm a station manager.
You're not his supervisor.
That's your catchphrase, isn't it?
K-Man's not my supervisor?
Yeah.
You're not my real dad!
Even though K-Man yelled at me, at least you're a good guy.
Oh, so
you knew exactly what was going to happen after you yelled instantly, didn't you?
That's probably where my nervous laughter came from.
Have you watched any of The Archer?
New season?
Yeah.
Yes. All of it. All three episodes.
What if this show becomes something that I want to talk about, although Archer is kind of good.
I was told that the first episode was basically Bob's Burgers plus Archer, yeah. But yeah. I didn't quite understand exactly how.
What is this?
I don't know. A piece of paper.
What's a piece of paper that's going in the garbage?
There was.
It was probably on top of the tape machine.
There was another thing like about with the history of violence with it. He doesn't remember, and he yes. just starts. Making people in pain.
Yeah, that's what someone described that episode to me as Bob's Burgers and History of Violence.
Well, it's a great episode.
He's like, yeah, I described it as that.
You know what that means.
I haven't even looked at it yet. I have no idea what this is.
I like how
it's a bunch of stuff.
Notice what's on the bottom of this.
The light.
I didn't hear a word about that.
28 degrees.
Big deal. I should sell Gloria.
Well, I agree with that.
Agatulian. Agatulian dollar sign.
Oh, and you know, it's that one?
Top one.
Mm-hmm. They're just pointing at things and making up stuff.
I need a point and stick, maybe a laser pointer. And then I can hit my retina with it and burn it out. So I need an eye patch.
Your retina.
Yeah, I was hoping you'd go for that one.
You know why pirates wore eye patches?
Too many lasers?
So they could quickly go from above deck to below deck without being blind.
Oh, if I knew you were going to be serious, I would have said
well, that.
That is good news. That is good news. So I went
with the whole
laser.
Bow, bow. Lasers! Boom, boom. Bano Manor, bow, bow. 24 minus 9 is 15.
I don't know. I double check that math just in case.
Oh, I thought that already got thrown away.
Agatulian.
People are just crossing stuff off whatever they feel like. I did that one.
Yeah, it was. No, that was that one on there.
Bow, bow.
See, it's still on there. Bow, contradicting bow, the bow. Original statement on top. Well, I guess if you're going to start mouth harping along. No, that's not mouth harp. Okay, I'm just going to play. The next song coming up on the Stupid Dumb Show is Cherry Bomb by Ash. Oh, it's still on.
Yeah.
The Raconteurs with Steady As She Goes right here on WNRBLP.
That guy's in a billion bands, too.
Jack White?
Yeah.
He was in the White Stripes.
And he was in the Raconteurs.
And the Dead Weather.
And then didn't he hang out with Loretta Lynn for a while?
You just make that name up.
Loretta Lynn? A famous country singer?
Oh. I just wouldn't... just assumed you were making up names. Oh. You zombying in here?
So I'm gonna do stuff.
He was on one song for the Electric Six as well.
Oh, them? I know them, don't I?
Possibly. We've played them on the show before, but I don't know what songs, because it's hard to get a song by them that's playable on the show.
Well, you gotta do what you gotta do. Are you being the Ed McMahon sidekick who's like, hell yes?
Oh, I hate that now. You get something ruined.
Yes. Me?
Yes, sir.
You are correct, sir. It's the cat hour. But there's only 45 minutes. I don't know what's going on anymore. You know, it's the Super Bowl this Sunday.
Yeah. Oh. Two teams that nobody likes, to be honest here.
I don't think I even watched the commercials last year.
Weren't they bad?
I'm going to say yeah, because I don't... There was a kid with a car, and he was dressed as Vader. That's all I remember from the Super Bowl commercials of last year.
I think this year they have ads for the ads, which is a little too ugh to me. Well, enough football talk. Let's just start.
Let's just make cat noises.
Some other cat noises that involve... I don't know how to make a cat throwing up noise.
Neither do I. I'm not going to try because I don't know what's involved in it.
It's something like that. And yeah, that's as far as that's going to be done. We still have listeners after that.
Wow, that's kind of amazing.
How about some Pokey LaForge?
LaForge.
In the South City Threes?
Yeah.
With, what's that called?
A Twix is not worth a dollar.
In the graveyard now. Mm-hmm. Right here on WNBLP.
Remember last election? Jim Jones got election. Said he's voting for the man that pays the biggest price. And the next day after poll, he voted with heart and soul. But instead of voting once, he voted twice. He's in that jailhouse now. He's in that jailhouse now. Instead of staying at home and leaving the rich folks' business alone, he's in that jailhouse now. You remember Henry Cruz? He sold that no good booze. Sold it down to the police on the beat. And now Henry's feeling funny, cause the police gives him mob money. He's got a ball and chain around his feet.
He's in that jailhouse now.
Yep.
He's in that jailhouse now.
Judge gave him 10 years. Now Henry's shedding tears. Boo hoo hoo hoo.
He's in that jailhouse now. Hey. Thank you.
John went walking down the street. A little chicky chanced to meet. So he went to every tavern in town. And he drank lots of liquor. And the trouble soon got thicker. Now his jailhouse burn.
He's in that jailhouse now.
Well,
he's in that jailhouse now.
And if he's got a political frame, the judge's sentence he will surely suspend.
He's in that jailhouse now.
Jim Jones liked to roam around with every little girl in town until he made it with Benny's wife. And then Benny got him in the face. Now he's a big disgrace. And now his graveyard burned. Now, ooh, well, I used to be friends. Let's let that little matter end, cause he's in a graveyard now, 6 feet under the ground. 2, 3, and...
That was Blur with Song 2 right here on WNBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show. And there's a bunch of other stuffing going around. And you done over there?
For now.
What are we thinking, Shim Taylor?
More power?
One board across, another. Coming from the wall outward. And then I want to put that leg closer to this side of the desk, just because it's secure over the, on the back side. It's
well, no one really goes like this.
Yeah.
You usually have your legs under the keyboard, and that's where that thing is situated. But that's the way she goes.
It doesn't necessarily have to be all the way out to the edge. It just needs Right, as long I want to put it between, like, the edge and the middle somewhere.
I gotcha. I think you're around the edge.
Maybe halfway? 75%? Yeah. 75,000.
Because otherwise, if you put it right at the middle or even a little bit in, you're just going to give it a pivot point. If someone leans on there, they're going to flip the back of the thing up and...
That's all the context you're getting today. Next up is...
We gave some context?
Well, no, I got a little overzealous.
Oh.
Next up is the Pixies with Head On, right here on WNBLP, on a Super Dumb Show. I got one coming up next that's gonna take a little bit of time.
What does this mean? I don't know what this means.
I don't know where that is.
Was this in the desk?
No, everything that was over there was over there.
This was over there?
Everything that was on the desk, I didn't move anything when I got here.
But I think I moved this.
I don't remember.
I don't know. We didn't. I don't know. I didn't touch anything that was in this pile over here.
No, I did, but did you see this?
I had not.
It's kind of interesting. Did you see this? It's kind of interesting. Shredder! Did you throw a pencil away, Shredder?
What?
I threw a pencil in the garbage.
Well.
Boom, boom, ba boom, 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 bam. No! No.
He got legitimately angry.
Yes.
I'm sorry. Here.
You best watch out now.
Here, do it to me.
No, I'm not going
to
do it to you.
Do it to me.
Because you shouldn't do that to human flesh.
Why? It wasn't human flesh. Do it to my shirt.
No.
Yes.
No.
I have done that to my own skin, and I would recommend not to.
How was that the skin?
My arm's wet.
You had three layers on.
My arm is wet.
He meant it to his pant leg last week.
I held the pant leg off. Acceptable. I held the pant leg off away from my leg.
I've never seen Shredder legitimately angry until now. Do I need to worry about repercussions?
Maybe.
Well, I'm just right now, here. Where's it at? That was an intriguing scenario. Shredder, here. You didn't get burned.
No, I didn't. I'm fine. No, I'm not going to spray. No.
Because I feel bad because you were legitimately angry.
I'm not going to spray you with that.
Wow.
Legitimately angry still.
No.
sure?
Okay, yes. Next up on the the stupid dumb show while anger is going back and forth between two people, this is the Black Mages with
It's Not Frozen,
Dancing
It's Just
Mad,
Wet,
right here on WNBLP. We'll be right back. That was the Black Mages with Dancing Mad. Speaking of Dancing Mad.
Oh, that wacky Kefka.
Are you going to talk about what happened?
Should I? Should I go for it?
I don't know. Well, I'll just tell him that I spread sugar with that.
Well, the condition was dancing around here a while ago, and he made Shredder a little bit upset.
He claims I almost knifed him in the throat.
He was... That's the most livid I've seen anybody in a while. Will pop barking at the wiener dogs down the street. She doesn't get angry.
You know how you can hold a compressed air thinger upside down and it sprays out the propellant that's super cold?
I had no idea that was...
Well, apparently, the condition did that to Shredder, and Shredder got very, very upset. And then the condition actually, for the one of the few times I've seen it, he backed down.
Well, he was ravenous. Shredder, what are your thoughts right now? Do we need to go on some talk show and talk about your rage towards me?
No, I don't think...
Does there need to be a paternity test?
Oh, I hope not.
For your rage, with which forth you gave birth.
Who's your father's anger? The anger of your father. Whatever.
Who's the father of your anger?
Oh, I had it right the first time.
Then Shredder also said that he was very upset with... Well, should I get to... No, okay, never mind.
Probably upset at me.
I almost just made Shredder angry again, almost. Didn't I, Shredder?
Apparently the condition can do no right tonight. In the eyes of Shredder.
It's been a horrible day for the condition.
You better just take left turns on your way home, then.
Yeah.
Nothing's right. I get it. Okay, I'm just going to go into... This is... Florence and the Machines with Kiss with a Fist.
Florence and the Arabias.
Wrong kind of Florence. It's Florence. And the Machine.
With Florence?
Kiss with a Fist.
Our
right
little Shredder Pop got all
angry. WNRBLP.
Hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. You hit me once, I hit you back. You gave a kick, I gave a slap. You smashed a plate over my head. Then I set fire to our bed. Oh, my black eye casts no shadow. Your red eye sees no blame. Your slaps don't stick, your kicks don't hit. So we remain the same. Lust sticks, sweat drips. Break the lock if it don't fit. Kicking the teeth is
That was The Offspring with Nitro right here on WNRBLP.
Theoretically, yes.
And the Stupid Dumb Show. And tensions are now a little bit lower than they were before.
Oh, they're getting high again because I'm having trouble.
Not as high as they were before.
But you understand my rationale.
Yeah.
At least we can't cut the tension with a knife now. Wait, that's not called a hole saw. This is
it's pretty near. Well, it's an attachment for a power drill.
What's the name of the attachment?
It, hole saw?
Yes, look it up online.
A hole saw.
Yes.
Now I'm getting angry at you.
Per this piece, it's the real McCoy.
A hole saw. Hole saws.
A 76 millimeter hole saw.
Oh, well.
I don't know. It doesn't say hole saw on here.
No offense, Mr. The Condition, but you know as much as I do about that kind of stuff.
I was
at
Unaware for 10 years.
Oh, I forgot about that. Never mind. I feel even stupider now.
I have no idea what to do then.
Have you tried turning it off and turning it back on again?
Yeah.
Maybe update the texting program. I guess hand it off to me in a couple minutes. I'll check it out. Are you mad at me now?
Everybody's full of rage. Ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
I doubt tensions are going to raise again. When was the last time you tried texting?
I just sent one.
You just got something from the conditioner and from Shredder.
Like 5 seconds ago.
Just now? He got your text, apparently. Or I'm not gonna be a conduit. Now I'm angry. Just getting angrier and angrier. Oh, well, next up is Self with Kill the Barflies right here on WNBLP. We'll be right back. That was Nine Inch Nails with the beginning of the end right here on WNRBLP's very own Stupid Dumb Show with a caveman.
How do you know it wasn't some other part of the end?
Well, in the middle of the end. I guess it's the shredder's here and then the
prelude to the end.
And the condition has been stewing around, upsetting people left and right. But that is the way she goes. And now this is the end. The end. The finished part.
It's almost the end of the show.
This is the part where it just finishes and might trail off talking a little bit, but that's about it.
Yeah. Nothing exciting. Nothing worth listening to.
I would agree. What are you doing still listening?
They're not. They never were.
There are people.
It's still almost at our high point today.
We have 13.
Of 0 degrees.
Oh. It's still zero out?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you please tell everybody that Conversation Digest will be rewind?
There is no new Conversation Digest on tonight. It'll be replayed of last week's, which is January 25th.
The past will be soon.
So yeah, we're done.